All right, we do have calls lined up, and we're going to get right to them. I just have one more little PSA to squeeze in. If you heard the commercial breaks, you heard Kyle from Sun Valley Solar talking about the federal credit that goes from 26% down to 22% for solar in 2021. So there's a 4% drop, and they will cover that if you contact them by December 31st. He said in the ad, if we get it installed, well, you're not going to get it installed by then. But he does say if you contact them and get started before December 31st, they will cover that. So it's a way that will help you, the Arizona homeowner, take advantage of that additional 4%, which adds up over the course of time. So if you've been sitting on the fence on going solar and you thought, well, I'll start it right in the new year, I would just tell you, go ahead and make the call this year. You don't have to get anything installed or signed, but at least get the process started so you can get covered in that additional 4% savings on your federal tax returns for solar install. And they do work statewide. That originally they hadn't. They're located out of Chandler, but then they were asked to cover so many different warranties all over the state because there were so many solar companies that came in, did installs, went out of business, and they're just like, you know, the only way we can do this is to service everything. And I know you were at a ranch
in Sonoyta,
way south Arizona.
And there it was, boy, big old sticker on their electric panel, Sun Valley Solar.
So if you've thought about it, you know, and you've got a critical time here for a 4% savings. But let's get right to it. Chip is first on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you.
Hey, good morning. I have been enjoying the show for years and years and years. It's entertaining as well as very informative.
Thank you.
I have a question regarding roofing. Within a community in Gilbert, homes were built in 1992. And not only myself, but a couple of other neighbors I'm aware are, you know, ready to pull the trigger on doing a re-roofing job. So my question was a simple one. If we were to all talk to one of your certified roofers, is there any kind of a benefit to them that might be passed along cost-wise if they were to be able to do two or three or even maybe four roofs basically on the same street all at the same time?
I would think so. And I'll tell you how I would pursue this. I would have one or two of you call and get a quote for your individual home. Get that quote. And then re-invite them back out and say, you know, I got to talking to my neighbors, and there's more of us that want to do this than I thought. Would you consider re-quoting if we gave you four or five or six homes all at the same time? And then you're not wondering if you're getting a discount. You have it in black and white. But I know this. If you called me to do a bathroom remodel, you'd get quote A. And we did this once in a Maloof-built subdivision up in North Scottsdale. We built a room addition for someone. And all the neighbors loved it so much. Four of them came back and said, we'd like the same one. And so we told them, well, if y'all will all sit in the same schedule and let me do this all at once, we will save a good amount. I'm not sending every single tradesman to one location to do one job. I can send my electrician that location to do four jobs. Well, there's a huge savings there. So I would say get the individual quotes first. Then find out how many of your neighbors are really willing to live through this basic assessment, and then revisit with the companies that you've interviewed.
And I'm going to tell you, that's probably going to be the hardest thing, is to get that many people to commit at one time to doing it.
You just never know.
And thought, yeah, let's do that. And then they might get the price, and you're looking at it, and you're like, oh, well, maybe we'll do the countertops instead. I'll spend that money on this. It's going to be seriously coordinating your whole neighbors to committing at the same time. We're all doing new roofs. That's going to be harder than negotiating a price.
I can tell you.
Price for your roofing contractor.
From my personal experience doing this for 50 years, the biggest competition to someone's remodeling budget is the new RV.
Mm.
That is time and again. Well, we decided to upgrade our RV. we bought an RV. Oh,
interesting.
Man.
Well, let's at least get Scott's question fielded. I don't know if we'll have time to answer it before the break, but we'll get started. And Queen Creek, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hey, guys. Hey, listen to your show all the time. Love it. Quick question. I don't know if you have an answer for it or not, but I have a big custom home. It was built in probably 07. Stucco, obviously. Big, huge porch. I'm always trying to find a way, you know, to find a stud out on the porch, you know, through the stanchions or, you know, behind the stucco. Is there any tricks or tips to find the wood behind the stucco to mount something?
Okay, hang on, Scott. Can you send us a photo really quick to info@rosieonthehouse.com of your back patio? We'll look at the photo after the break. I'll tell you exactly how to find that stud.
And, I mean, you're not going to... There's just a joke here waiting for Stud on the patio and Scott in his tank top. Are we really going to help him, or are you setting him up here for a...
No, I don't need a picture of him. I need a picture of the patio.